Hello and welcome in to episode 101. We have hit three digits. I don't know what I was going to say, three numbers there. We have hit three digits. We are in a whole new numerology category that we weren't in before. But here we are, Spiritual Mixtape, episode 101. And we are looking at dreams, angels, and guides today. Just going to answer some of the most common questions. But before we get into that, I have the best source of housekeeping. Let's begin with what's happening in the Spiritual Mixtape membership. Now, I feel a little bad for Spiritual Mixtape's membership because I haven't given it an all-star launch. We have done an alpha launch, a beta launch, a soft launch. Everything's been very gentle, perfect for people with dysregulated nervous systems like myself. And it's been perfect. We have 55 members and I'm so stoked. I'm so stoked when I do feel like we deserve the place that we're at, but I am still stoked when I see the results. So that in the membership, we have started to flow. We have started to find our rhythm and our cadence with our events, with the content that we're putting out. And this week is really special. I'm going to open this up to everyone, but we have a really special winter or summer solstice, depending on where you are in the world, class on Saturday. Now, the reason why it's special is 3 years ago to the day when it comes up, I started Spiritual Mixtape as a public-facing entity and not just a quiet dream that I was too scared to tell people about. So it is Spiritual Mixtape's third birthday and it is my 41st birthday and I want to celebrate it with all of you with a special solstice breathwork. Now, every time I do a giveaway or I put up a meditation for free, I always think it will be the anxiety meditation or the breath work for clarity that would do the best. And it's always the more spiritually based ones. Like, it just shows the journey that we're all on and who's on your frequency. And every time I do a summer solstice or a winter solstice practice, it always goes so beautifully. So this Saturday, I'd love you all to join live or on the replay for our very special birthday solar return winter summer solstice December solstice practice. It will be a very, well, we'll go with traditional for Spiritual Mixtape style breath work, and it will just be a really beautiful chance to breathe together as a community before we close out the year. So that's happening in the membership. And also in January, we're going to begin our guides-themed exploration in the pro side of the membership, which is called the guest list. And we're going to be exploring how to connect with your guides. And we do touch on that today. And when this episode drops, there'll also be a guided meditation to connect with your guides, because everyone has guides and everyone can connect. You don't need to have any kind of special training. You don't need to have any kind of special powers. You don't need to do a ton of releasing. Like, that's the difference with when you're working with like manifestation energy. There's actually a ton of prep that has to come before. Like, if you think you were going to run a marathon, you have to do a ton of prep before it. Like, that's the same with manifestation. But talking to your guides, connecting to that certain something that is greater than you, but you are completely connected to, is as easy as just closing your eyes and listening to this meditation. So that's up on Wednesday, same day that the podcast drops. And that is your precursor to our special theme for January. Now, I do have another amazing, really special, meaningful announcement to make, and that is the vision board meditation. I am so incredibly excited to share this with you because, one, we're coming into the new year. This is a perfect time to revisit your vision board and make sure that you are still aligned with the images that you are conjuring up. I want you to learn the technique so that you can vision and embody your vision at any point in your life. And I want 2025 to be the year that you achieve your dreams. So with that in mind, I've teamed up with my favorite and the best studio, in my opinion, in LA, Rome. Now, for those who followed me for a little while, you'll know that I started out in yoga. I'm not a natural yogi. Natural yogi in spirit, not a natural yogi in my body. And Rome is one of the first places I trained, and it is the only place I've taught a full class in person. And we all cried at the end when I got the teacher, Jen Perry, into a handstand. I was so scared. I maybe been out of my job for less than a month, and I was like, I'm never going to be a yoga teacher. This is way too hard. And also just by, this is so far away from who I am. What am I doing here? And it was scary. And they made us teach on the breath. And thank the good guides, angels, the good Lord, whatever, whoever you speak to. Thank goodness someone taught me to teach on the breath. Thank you so much, Jen Perry, for doing that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because when I started teaching breathwork, like properly, meaningfully, like in order to create income, I wasn't scared. And I looked around at a lot of the people I was doing certifications with, and they were very nervous about teaching live. And I just thought to myself, if I can get the best yoga teacher, probably in the world, one of the best yoga teachers in the world, she's so good, I can't do her class. They are too advanced for me. If I can get her into a handstand and down safely, all you people are going to be absolutely good with me in breath. I am going to be able to get you through this breath work. I'm going to be able to get you feeling better. So thank you, Jen Perry, for giving me all of that confidence. To your wonderful husband, who is one of my favorite yoga instructors as well, Chad Dennis, thank you to both of you for putting me on your teaching schedule at Rome and for letting me do a vision board meditation where we are going to explore both the physical vision board and the vision board in your mind and how everything comes together. Now, if you want to be there in person in LA, tickets are $25. But if you want to do it online, we got you. It's $15. And of course, this is Spiritual Mixtape. So we have one ticket for both to give away. And check the show notes for details on how you enter. Check my socials and get involved. Like, let's spread this message. Let's like envisage the best possible year for 2025. I can't tell you how important it is right now in the chaos to hold your frequency high. So, extra special meditation. And for any of my members within the Spiritual Mixtape community, this meditation will stay exclusive to Rome. What will live in our membership is the vision boarding guide, the 101, like some videos with me, but the actual meditation component will be always with my friends at Rome. So I really encourage you to sign up and join us online or in person. I would love to teach you in person. Please come along. I'm going to have my bowls. And I know that this isn't meant to be about that, because I'm actually going to do a whole vision boarding episode on the 1st of January. So I should be saving my excitement for that, because we are 12 minutes in and I'm nowhere near starting. So we'll wrap that bit up. But it's such a big deal. I'm so happy. I can't tell you how happy I am. It is such a compliment to teach for your teachers. That's the ultimate accolade that you want when you go through the process of like retraining. You want your teachers to want you, like you want them to want you. And it's just the best feeling in the world when it comes together and it's like, this is exactly what I meant to do with you. I'm so happy. Rome has been on my vision board for a long time. Dreams, angels, and guides. Let's get into it. So like I've said, in January, I'm teaching two workshops on how to connect with your guides. This is all about exploring that connection and really expanding your awareness to how this energy is speaking to you. We all have guides, okay? I hope that everybody who's listening to this podcast is over the naysayerness that sometimes, you know, I go into corporate situations and you've got to work with everybody and meet them where they're at. Like there's no like shutting someone down because they don't believe the same things that you believe. But we all have guides, and I'm just going to take it as a, as like a, an overarching agreement that we have for this podcast episode, that we all agree, yes, we have guides. That's what we're here for. And then I've put, you may think that you're living a quiet life, living under the radar and avoiding all of this heightened energy. And you're like, I live a quiet life. That guides aren't for me. That's not something that's happened to me. My life is very quiet and simple. You have guides. How do you think you're maintaining a quiet and simple life? Guides. Guides are protecting you. They are guiding you. They're literally telling you how you keep your quiet and simple life. We all have them. So I'm also saying in my notes that we have that I'm going to post this meditation. And as I've said at the beginning, I really encourage everyone to do it, especially if you think that you don't hear your guides and that you aren't like that you're running through life, knowing that you're protected, knowing that there's something bigger, seeing the signs, 1111, ladybirds, hummingbirds, you're seeing all the signs. So you know that there is something meaningful energetically happening around you, but you don't feel like you get clear messages. You do. And this meditation that we're going to put into the members, the Spiritual Mixtape membership, is going to get you those messages. It works every time. Some of you might fall asleep. And if you do, you will enter a dream state where you get the message. You may not remember it when you wake up, but that's what's going to happen. And I just want to say something here as well. We all know that I love breathwork, and really that is what I teach. That's my bread and butter. Breath work. Now, why have I chosen to connect you to your guides through meditation and not through breath work? Well, breath work for me is about your higher self. The breath work that I teach is about the higher self. And that is very much about working with the energy within you and about the parts of you that you have to heal, or perhaps that you've neglected. That's the journey that I take people on in breathwork. Not all breathwork teachers, but my specific style. So breathwork isn't relevant here, because the breathwork that I teach will feel like you're getting messages from your guides, because they're absolutely going to come in, because you're more open when you're in a breathwork state. You're in a flow state. However, the sovereignty and the power in breathwork is all about you. Whereas when we're working with guides in meditation, it is, this is a terrible analogy, but whatever, it's the one that's come to me. It's like going into the boardroom and having the best board meeting ever. It's like having your whole council and consulting with them, because this is the thing about guides. They are of you, but it is not your voice. It is not your voice. It's like a conversation. And that's the greatest difference. When it's my higher self, it is of me and I feel it. It's a small energetic shift. But the more you work with these energies, the more you feel the difference. Let me get into the questions, because we are a little bit into this now and I haven't started moving through the questions that you've asked. We'll just jump straight in now. What is a spirit guide? Well, as the name suggests, they are not of the 3D. They are not of this physical realm. And if we accept that everything that we come across in this universe is made up of energy, we vibrate so much slower in order to be in this realm. And spirit oscillates, vibrates so much faster. That's why when we think about hummingbirds and hummingbirds being able to talk to spirit and spirit guides, it's because they both vibrate at a far greater frequency than us humans can. I mean, I could never move even my fingers as fast as a hummingbird can move. I just don't have that capacity. And I personally believe that most guides were human once. And that's why they're so brilliant as guides for us in our lifetime, because they've lived it before. They've been literally in our shoes before. And I think that guides have, I mean, there is a lot of debate about this, and none of us will know ever while we're on this planet. Guides are souls, and we have a soul, and angelic beings are of a different entity. Yeah, I'm going to leave it like that. Now, somebody asked me, how many guides do we have? And I would personally say we have tons, tons and tons and tons. Sometimes when I'm working with people, there are just crowds. They have crowds of people in their field, like a lot of energy in there with them. But if I were to give it a number, I would say that there are three or four that you have your whole life. So maybe that three or four, maybe one of them will go and change, but another guide will replace the one that has let, perhaps they're called to earth, who knows. But three or four guides. And then as you go on your journey, you get a specific guide for a specific point. You know the phrase that people use about friendship, a reason, a season, or a lifetime? That, I feel, is exactly what you can expect from your guides, a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And that's why sometimes when you're, I'm jumping around here, but that's why sometimes when you're going through a hard time and you feel comfort or you feel guided by something outside of yourself that like never comes back again, that is just the guide for that specific moment. It could also be an angel, which we'll come to shortly. So how do I connect to my guides? I mean, that's probably the biggest question, hence why we're doing it in the membership in January. Well, you're connected to your guides already. You 100% are connected to them already. It's just whether or not you're listening. And I don't know when I did it. Must have been the signs episode, and I talked about my dad and ignoring the hummingbirds. Not intentionally. I just wasn't willing to look up and be like, these beautiful birds that have stopped me from crying, that are basically all over me and landing on my head and whatnot. I didn't see the wonder and the majesty of that moment. That wasn't an ordinary moment. That was clearly a sign. And it wasn't until way after that I was like, damn, that was a sign. But if I were to teach you how to connect your signs, how to connect your guides, they won't like being called signs, by the way, how to connect your guides. The first thing I would say is to learn who your gatekeeper guide is. And I kind of dance around this when I'm teaching it, because I teach a lot about protecting your energy, putting yourself in a bubble, you know, never going into a negative situation or into work or into travel without being in this bubble of protection. That is basically this whole guide who's with you from the moment that you're, before you're born, when you're conceived, when you're in the womb. There is a gatekeeper guide. He's one of the three to four guides that you have for the whole of your life. And he is literally gatekeeping the energy that is allowed to come into you. Now, as someone who's been in the music industry for a really long time, there were gatekeepers all over that industry. I watch my friends in the entertainment industry now, and there's hundreds of gatekeepers all over that as well, just everywhere. This is one of the most magical parts of having a guide for me. You do not need to worry about the energy that you're inviting in. If you are in close contact with your gatekeeper, they will let you know any moment they think that you are about to let in a lower energy. Now, I would always say, and anyone that's had a private with me, anyone that has worked, like I think I say it probably all the time in the breathworks and the meditations on the pre-records, affirm that you are here to receive your highest good. Affirm that you are here to receive your highest good. So before I am open to receiving messages or receiving new energy, I'd ask my gatekeeper guide, ask the universe if you're still a bit nervous about connecting to your gatekeeper guide, to only allow in messages for your highest good, for the good of all. And then I'd let the conversation roll. So what I see that people do a lot is they are getting signs and signals. They're literally talking to their guides all over the place. Their guides are basically shouting at them, like literally throwing 11s, like 1111 and 333s and I was going to say magpies, but actually they're usually like departed loved ones, so we won't say magpies. What's another sign that people get along? Songs on the radio, like a certain song just over and over and over again. Your guides are shouting at you. They are literally trying to get your attention. And what you're doing is you're noticing it, but then you're not actually connecting to what the message is. And you just have to ask, what does this mean? What does this mean? And then allow it to come in. And I think often how I feel my guides connect to me is there's eureka moments. And they wouldn't be meaningful to anyone else, but it is suddenly like a penny drops. Like I've suddenly learned the lesson about something that has been a trigger point for a really long time. I suddenly write an email to somebody who becomes a client and it just financially opens me up for a month. I stay open, like a eureka moment comes after they're shouting at you. Here's 1111 because we want you to sit down and pay attention and do the thing that we're sending to you. Maybe you're 1111. Maybe you don't have angry guides because you're completely talking to them. But honestly, I work with a lot of people and I see this all the time. Are you asking the right question? Specific steps is another way of like connecting with guides, like follow your intuition, follow that intuitive pull. And here's the biggest thing as well. When you get a sense of calm, that is when you're in harmony with the universe and with your guides. You should follow that calm. Or you have a specific sensation. For me, I know it's when I get little butterflies in my tummy and I'm like, oh, I'm about to meet someone that is going to be like a life-changing moment for me. Now, I could be wrong about this one that I had the other day, but I had it before my very lovely friend Jessica took me to a screening of Baby Girl with Nicole Kidman, and she was there, and so were some other celebrities. But I actually got to watch how people act around a celebrity now, and for me it was just a really like, I thought this was going to be you're going to meet someone. Exciting, but actually I got to witness what our culture and celebrity is now. By the way, it's also a great film. You should watch it. But let's move on. We're going to go on to angels now. If you want to really get into the nitty-gritty of like, what is your guide's name? What is your, how do I ask for a specific sign? How do I deepen my bond with my guides and like really figuring out who those three or four people are? There's a limit to how much I can teach in two sessions, but if you want that detail, join the membership, come into those two sessions in January. Angels, one of my favorite topics. In fact, I think this is like, yeah, this is, I want to start with my favorite question, but we won't. We'll do that next. What is the difference between angels and guides? Okay, this is a really good question. It's exactly what I said earlier. I see guides as human souls, or souls who've had human experiences, who are part of your soul family. And think about it as like each time you live a human life, you're on a different mission, and you are the one living the human life, but your soul family are your guides. So at some stage, you'll be a guide for one of your guides, and you just take it in turns. And I do think there are humans who've passed on, like people, you know, like my dad is everywhere. Today, like I said, I was getting super emotional, and honestly, I was watching Strictly Come Dancing. It is not something that should make you cry. It is a UK thing for all of my American listeners here, but it was the final, and I got really tearful, and it was the second time I cried this morning anyway. And what happens when I look over? There is a hummingbird by the window. Like, my dad is 100% one of my guides now. 100%. And I also think that Monty, my cat, who passed away this year, is one of my husband's guides. So, yeah, like, I'm sorry, I called it a human soul. I don't mean that at all. I mean, like, they could be the souls of the animals that have been in our lives. So I see your guides as souls that really understand the human experience, whereas I see angels as being divine beings, being of an energetic vibration that is completely pure. And there is it's a kid's book, but it's bloody amazing, and it's the Dark Materials trilogy. And there's just this beautiful moment where there are these two angels. It's not beautiful, it's actually deeply sad. And they can never have a human experience. Like, they will never, like, they envy humans for all of our cumbersome messiness and our heavy bodies. Like, they dream of eating and having food. There's so much wonder and majesty that comes from the power of an angel. But then, because they are so divine, they look at us and see all the things in us that are completely heavenly, even though we're not angelic in the slightest. I also think that you don't necessarily have angels for life. I feel like angels really are omnipresent, just like when we think about, I don't want to get too much into whether people believe in God or not, but the idea that the angel can work with multiple people at the same time, all at once. We'll leave it there on the talk of like the difference between angels and guides. I feel like that's enough of a sprinkling to give you places where you can go. And by the way, you never need to take anything I say as gospel. We're talking about things that will never be written down in a book, not in our lifetime, that we understand through soul and spirit. So if you don't agree, you don't agree. If you think, I agree with that, but I also think this, amazing. That's what this is meant to be about. This is meant to be an open conversation and a place where you can grow your own and expand your own experience. Now, this is my favorite question of the podcast. We have three more questions, and this is my favorite of the podcast so far. It is, how do you know when an angel is around? I love this question. I went through a really tough time in my 20s. I've only just started talking about it, to be honest. And I felt very alone and very lonely in this period. And when I would be at home, I was living in my parents' flat in London by myself, and it was very lonely. And I would often feel a breeze move around me. And then I would often see flashes of blue light, just like a ping, and in the periphery of my vision. So all of this is like just like a whisper moving around you. And about 2 years after that, I started to learn about angels and what signs angels bring, like when they cross into our realm. And then a few more years after that, I watched Interstellar and like the idea of like, you know, two different timelines meeting, which isn't an angel, but it is that idea of like, you know, the book falling off the shelf. Or there's just so, this stuff makes me so happy because there is so much magic in our normal lives because the world is so mind-bogglingly crazy, incredible, beautiful place to live. So 2 years after this difficult patch for me, I learned that angels move with breeze. Like they move, like that's how you feel them walking around you. And I also learned that it's not just flashes of blue light, you know, when they've entered into your space. It's also flashes of white or violet light as well, which makes sense. And sometimes red light as well. And I love that. They've sort of just walked into your space in this moment and in the present moment, and they're just like, poo, 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 like just flashing around you. And it's wonderful, right? Like it's just what a lovely thought, even if you don't want to believe it and you want to be really skeptical, what a just a wonderful thought. So I don't know how many people have ever had this where you feel like someone's tapped you on your hand or on your shoulder, or there's like it been a hand on your arm. I know that I will get people messaging me about this part of the podcast after it goes out. And then you turn around, no one's there. Room's completely empty. But you tell you what, there's been like a shift in like air pressure in the room. Have you ever felt that as well, where you're like, that just completely changed? And I'm not scared. I'm actually really calm. Angels. Now, here's the other side of this, because angels give us really, really clear warnings, because our guides can't necessarily physically pull us in the same way that angels can command a space, because angels are divine beings. It's not that there's like a hierarchy and that angels are above. They just are more able to move into our world. Like, I tap my ear there if you're watching, because you can hear angels as well. There's this whole other podcast about that one coming up, clearly. But angels, when you have a whole body no, that's angels. And 100% it's angels, because usually a whole body no, we doubt. Because we're like, oh, that's not, I mean, I shouldn't be scared. But and we overthink it, right? But that whole body no is an angel. And then they're wanting you to be like, oh, I agree, it's a whole body no. I'm going to get out of this situation. And I think that's also probably a really big difference between angels and guides. I feel like there's a lot more weight on an angel's wings than there are on our guides, because angels are really there through the tough times and the shit and the slogging through it all. Whereas our wonderful guides are like our lanterns in our life. They're always there. And when you're having a sunny day, you don't notice them, even though they're right by your side. And then when it's dark, you're like, thank goodness the guides are here. Whereas angels are really the mum and dad energy you call on, or the greater good energy, or your best self that you call on when things are really in the mud. And that must be so hard for angels. Like, I don't know if I'll ever make it to Angel standard. If that's the whole game of this, when you pass on to keep graduating up until you become an Angel, I can't imagine ever having enough strength to be there through everyone's difficult times. Because life on Earth is really hard, isn't it, sometimes? Let's move on to dreams. I mean, I feel like I ended that on a sad terms. Let's just give it up for the angels. Let's give it up for the guides. They're always around. If you're people, if you are seeing 1111, if you've ever had a whole body yes or a whole body no, then thank whatever you want to call them, angels or guides, something else, something else. Let's be grateful for that present. Okay, dreams. We'll wrap this up quickly. We have two questions that you guys asked me. The first one is, how can I tell if my dreams are sending me messages? Well, what do you think? What do you feel? If you wake up, like I had a weird dream about Oasis last night. That is definitely not a message. That is because I'm going to see them next year and they're one of my favorite bands. I had a dream that I was in a war out in Asia and there were people in helicopters calling my name. That was a sign. And I knew it because the two felt different. One was really calling me to pay attention to my signs, to who's trying to rescue me, to who's trying to call me and bring me out of the trenches. And the one about Oasis is that's just my mind processing what's coming next. And I know the difference. You always know, right? Like we always want someone outside of us to tell us what to do, what the sign means. No one will know what your sign means better than you. That doesn't mean that you don't need guidance, that you don't need counsel, that you don't need mentorship, but you are the person who's lived your whole life. So you will understand what a hummingbird means to you more than what I could tell you it means to you. You will always know. And look, when in doubt, write it down. Always with dreams, write it down, because what you're dreaming about, especially like today I'm recording this in the membership and it's going to be the full moon this evening. What you dream about under this Gemini full moon could come to light over the next 6 months. Over Gemini season, something might come up. Your message that you receive now may not make sense to you. I mean, I know that people are going to message me about that as well. Exactly what I said about the flashes of blue light when I was seeing all these angels in my space when I was really upset and going through a tough time, but I didn't understand what. And then when I was on the healing journey afterwards and I started to realize how much I was loved and protected, and that was awesome. Like thank God we're on to the last question next, because I'm a teary full moon. I'm going to say mess today, like a beautiful mess, a hot mess. And this is a beautiful one. Daisy, why do I dream about people who have passed away? I think that this is two things. And again, you'll know which one it is. Sometimes we just really need to see our loved ones again. We just really need to, and I do feel emotional about this as well. Old crybaby Daisy today. Because I had like this really lovely dream that my dad came to see me. And my best friend, Roz, would find this hilarious because I was at a ski resort. My dad came to a ski resort. I could not be more terrible at skiing. This is not somewhere you'd find me, which is probably why in my mindscape, I would be at a ski resort and my dad, who was ill at the time, I mean, this was a dream I had maybe like a month ago. He already had cancer in my dream vision of him but he came to this ski resort to spend time with me. And it was so lovely to see him again. And I think sometimes for me, it's just the repeat of the message that you are loved. You will always be loved. And, you know, anyone, again, that's worked with me a lot knows I say this all the time, like energy, the greatest energy of all is love. And I'm actually going to wrap up the podcast here because, oh, and there's a hummingbird outside the window as I do this. Our journey through life, some people say it's to return home, but I think those of us who are waking up to energy and consciousness, our journey isn't to return home, but it is to return to love. And being reminded over and over again by my guides, my angels, my dreams, that I am loved. I am loved no matter what, that I am loved so much. People make incredible journeys to come and spend time with me. And I feel like my dad, it's like, this is why I mean, write down your dreams. Because clearly I had that dream. Then I woke up and I was like, I've got to write this down because I want to remember. I want to remember seeing my dad. And I told you just a second ago that write down your dreams because you don't know the message. And like, it may not come immediately. And obviously the message for me from this dream was to share with you at the end of this podcast, simply to say, you are loved. You will always be loved. And that is the journey through life. I will leave it there. You guys are the best. I've loved hanging out with you in the membership and on the podcast today. See you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that this episode has left you feeling inspired and a little bit more seen. Your life, after all, is a mixtape. And once you learn to play the tracks you want to hear and adjust that volume, you will have the soundtrack of your dreams. To stay connected and continue exploring the mixtape together, you can follow me on Instagram at Spiritual Mixtape. But also, if you have any thoughts for me, any questions or any ideas that you want to share, I'd love to hear from you. You can reach me at hello@spiritualmixtape.com. So until then, my friends, let your inner anthem guide your path.